Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue, along with Graham McKenna from the Linda, wonderful performing arts venue right on Central Avenue in downtown Albany. Graham joins us each week to tell us what is happening at the Linda. This week is no exception. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Good.
How are you? Very nice to you. Oh, thank you. Fine. Thank you. So what did we just listen to, and how does that fit in with what you're about to talk about?
Well, wasn't that a pretty song?
It is very
pretty. It's a beautiful song, and I wanted to do a little something different. We were actually listening to Willie Nile. That was a tune called The Crossing that's off his 2013 album, The American Ride. Now, Willie's going to be here on Saturday, March 12th. He is going to rock the house, as he always does. But I think what really defines great singer-songwriters, as Willie is that ability to write that beautiful, pretty ballad. And I wanted to give everyone an opportunity. He does. He'll sit down at the piano after having torn the house down with his guitar, and then he'll play something like that. And it's just, it's remarkable. And it's moving. It's incredible. You know, this is a guy that was there in the heydays, CBGBs. He's what I would call a pure rocker, but he's a great troubadour, great balladeer as well. So just a little taste of what Willie can actually do, the breadth of his abilities. As I said, that'll be Saturday, March 12th. Show is at 8 o'clock. Doors will open at 7. Come on down. Then backing up a bit, tomorrow night, Friday, March 11th, we have Happy Traumas coming. He's part of the New York Folk Music Revival Program, is presenting Happy, and he's doing a show called The Coming of Age in Greenwich Village Folk Revival and the Woodstock Scene. Mm-hmm. And he's certainly a man that can talk about this. He was there in the 60s. You know, he's played with Dylan. He's played with Phil Oakes, he played with Seeger. I mean, he has the stories, and that's what he's going to do. He's going to play a little, he's going to talk a bit, he's going to bring some photos and go through his scrapbook and talk about that time period in his life when he was arrested for civil disobedience, participated in the Great Folk Singers Riot in Washington Square, the whole nine yards. It'll be a wonderful evening. Happy's a wonderful guy. We're happy to have him come back. That's Friday, March 11th. Show again is 8 o'clock, and the doors will open at 7 for that. Then we're moving into next week, where it's the third Thursday, so our Food for Thought film series is going to present a documentary film, as it always does. This time we're showing The Messenger. Messenger is a film that explores the deep-seated connection between birds and warns of the uncertain fate of songbirds is mirroring our own uncertain fate. It's a beautifully shot film. It talks about birds and how, obviously, they impact our environment, our society, and us as creatures ourselves. As always, we will have food samples from the Honest Wade Food Co-op, music by Jack Empey from 6 to 7. The film will start, and then after the film, we have a great panel that's going to discuss the issues and themes that the film raises. So that's Thursday, March 7th. Show is at 7, and as I said, the doors will open at 6. Then we've got another film coming up on the 18th of March. Upstate Women, New York Women in Film and Television, UpWIFT, are presenting with us the Real Women in Film series. Now, UpWIFT supports women in film, television, digital media, and helps to energize and support their careers. The series is looking to illuminate those achievements of women in film, and we do that through screening a film and having the filmmaker present. And we're showing the film Racing Daylight, starring Melissa Leo and David Strathairn. And Nicole Quinn, the director, will be there. It's a wonderful film, and it'll be a wonderful opportunity to talk to Nicole and ask her some questions and hear her views on women in film. Then we're getting into later the week. We have the Clearwater 50th Anniversary Pete Seeger Memorial Concert Series. That's Sunday, March 20th. Everybody's going to be there. Wanda Fisher's going to be the host. Jay and Molly Unger Family Band, Mark Black, Elizabeth Stratton, Lico Morris, Jeff Nunnium. It goes on and on who's going to be there. They're going to play it in reggae style, blues, Celtic, jazz, folk. They're going to it's going to be one of those, come and bring the whole family down, sing along. It's a wonderful evening, supports a great organization, and that is Sunday, March 20th at 2 p.m. Then keep an eye out. We have David Wax Museum coming up. We have Moondance, the Ultimate Van Morris Tribute Band. And then, as always, on Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m., you can listen to shows that have been recorded live at the Linda. And, of course, the show is live at the Linda. If you were listening last night, you heard an old throwback from Happy and Artie Traum's concert in 2008. Next week, we're going to play David Wax Museum, who, as I mentioned, are coming up in March 25th. And then on the 23rd of March, we have a very special live broadcast. Our Roots Music Series is presenting a Alan Lobax tribute featuring the Downhill Strugglers, 4 o'clock Flowers, Meredith Axelrod, and of course our host Michael Eck will be there as well. All that will be broadcast live, 8 to 10 p.m. live at the Linda.
Excellent. So all of that happening, you can find out more information by going to the website, thelinda.org, thelinda.org. All kinds of good stuff, and again, thelinda.org for more information. Graham McKenna, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you very much.